With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. The city of Kalamazoo is looking to change its financial trajectory. Last night, the commission voted to accept a $70 million private donation. They also have a long-term plan that includes an endowment to fund operations. WMUK reporter Sevilla Mann covered last night's meeting and joins us by Skype. Good morning, Sevilla.
Good morning.
So what does this $70 million do for Kalamazoo?
If this plan works the way the city hopes it will absolutely transform the city's budget. You'll go from a financial situation where there's a bit of a hole of a couple million dollars that's only expected to grow to a budget that's not only whole, but you might even have some money for aspirational projects on top of normal operations. It really has been a painful time of cuts for years for the city of Kalamazoo, to staff, to services. Vice Mayor Don Cooney spoke to that at the meeting last night.
And when I first started on the city commission, we had 916 full-time workers. Now we got 632. People want the same services. We're saying to our people, you got to keep doing the same work, and it can't happen.
That was Vice Mayor Don Cooney speaking at the City Commission meeting last night. So he's talking about something like a one-third reduction in staff at the city during his time there. If you've walked around Kalamazoo, you've probably seen some of what they're talking about. Commissioner David Anderson likes to mention sidewalks. You know, we talk about making this a more walkable city, but Kalamazoo has no money right now to fix its sidewalks. So it's hard to walk on them if they're crumbling. The remarkable thing about this plan is that on top of fixing the budget hole, this comes with a really major property tax cut, something around a 37% cut for a property tax owner. So the idea is, at the same time that you are fixing the city's budget, making the city able to pay for essential operations, you are also boosting the community and hopefully inviting investment and taking a burden off the people in the city who can least afford their property taxes.
So this was a 6-1 vote, one no vote. Who cast it?
The no vote was Matt Milczarek. He said that he cast that vote because he wanted to represent people in the city who do have concerns about this plan. Now, he said, having cast that vote, he's ready to move forward and work on this. There were some commissioners who were skeptical of this plan, never said, oh, absolutely, I won't support it, but did raise concerns. The big concern that came up repeatedly was about influence. You know, if you take this private money and then say one of those people has a big project they would like to see happen in Kalamazoo, do they get special treatment? There were also just concerns about, you know, what does it mean if you have a city which is supposed to be public and then you're taking private money to help support it? You heard a little bit about that last night from Commissioner Shannon Sykes.
I'm still concerned about a privatization of a portion of our budget, and I have to be honest about that. But I was elected to serve all of you. And especially, you know, there were some folks who had comments about how our inner cities are struggling. And I see that every day.
That was Commissioner Shannon Sykes speaking at the commission meeting last night. And interestingly, she said that her vote was going to be different at the beginning of the meeting, that she was swayed by the input there.
So there was this one no vote from Matt Milczarek and at least one other commissioner who was on the fence for a little while there. But it does pass 6-1 last night. So what was the answer from commissioners who did support this about the potential risk?
The answer about the risk of influence peddling all along has been, look, there are no strings attached to this money. We know who's donating the money. Right now, it's too billionaires. It's Bill Johnston and Bill Parfit who have offered the $70 million to the city. So we know who's donating the money. In no way do they get permission to start telling the city what to do. There was also some discussion about risk in the sense of, okay, if you're taking a substantial part of the city's budget and putting it at the whims of the market, if you will, is that an acceptable kind of risk? We had Commissioner David Anderson speak to that issue of risk last night.
Part of our responsibility, I think, is to manage that risk, if possible. And one of the big responses that everyone says when it's time to address risk is diversify.
Commissioner David Anderson speaking last night. So just to clarify, the point has been made that maybe it's risky to invest your funds in the market. But Anderson's point was, look, it's risky to rely on getting federal grants because there aren't as many of them as there used to be. It's risky to rely on state revenue sharing. Cities have seen that fall dramatically in the past years. It's risky to rely on property taxes to the extent that cities do. In Michigan, cities aren't really able to get so much money out of property taxes at this time. So David Anderson's point was, let's diversify. Let's take our federal grants and our state money and our property taxes, and let's add to that some money that's invested privately. Anderson also made the point, he pointed to the city's project where back in the 1980s, it created an investment account, and it's been using the interest from that to pay city pension obligations. It's been doing that for years and years. And as Anderson pointed out, even through the Great Recession, that account held together. It lost a lot of value, but even then, the city did not have to start making contributions to that account. So his point being, let's add in a little bit of the private market risk here, and it can work.
And quickly, tell us a little bit about this proposed endowment for the city of Kalamazoo.
The next step beyond this donation that's going to hold up the budget for a few years is to create a private endowment that will permanently close that hole in the city's budget and help its finances. The big task now is to figure out how it's organized. And then, of course, the big question is, can the city actually raise the money? They need to raise $500 million to make this work. Mayor Bobby Hopewell said he feels the weight on his shoulders of the responsibility of making this work.
And when do they hope to have that money raised by?
June of 2019 is when they want to have that money raised. They're going to start fundraising in January.
Thank you, Sevilla.
Thanks, Gordon.
WMUK reporter Sevilla Mann joining us via Skype. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.